I saw Fury Road, that Mad Max movie. It ripped off Fury Road.
Fury Road was so good. They had guys on poles stealing cars. This movie does not have any poles.
And welcome to episode 46 of the Midnight Triple Feature podcast. You can find us on the web at midnighttriplefeature.blogspot.com, on Twitter and Facebook at MT Feature. You can subscribe to our channels through iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and YouTube. And you can send feedback and requests to midnighttriplefeature@gmail.com. For today's episode, we are discussing Exterminators of the Year 3000 from 1983 and Eliminators from 1986. This podcast may contain spoilers. Enjoy.
All right, welcome to this episode of Midnight Triple Feature. The website's midnighttriplefeature.blogspot.com. You can link up to social media from there, Twitter and Facebook. We're on Instagram now. You can find us there also. Adam's here.
Hello.
Jeff.
Hey.
I'm Mike. And we'll let Adam start this one.
All right. Well, start with what we've been watching.
Go ahead.
I watched, I'll talk about that, Kingsman, the Kingsman Secret Service, I think it's called, Kingsman. Jeez, you haven't seen a Kingsman yet? Jeff, you seen a Kingsman?
No.
Oh, my God. So good. Yeah, it's from the director of Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class, and it's basically about this, like, late teens, early 20s guy. He's, like, always getting into trouble and shit, and he basically gets recruited for this secret agency that, like, saves the world on a regular basis. And he has to compete with, like, a bunch of other people to try to get this one spot. And they're all named after knights. So, like, there's Arthur's, like, the leader, and then there's, like, Lancelot. And, you know, you basically, every time one of them dies, they bring in a new one to replace him. And then you have Merlin, and Merlin's, like, the gadget guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, Arthur's second hand. But it's, like, it's R-rated all the way. So it's, like, hard R, strong violence, language. It's, like, goes balls to the wall and everything. It's, the action is amazing. This movie's got, like, exploding heads. It's got a female villain who has, she has no...
Oh, yeah, I saw the preview.
Yeah, like, the bottom, she's, so no, has no, yeah, no feet. Like, from her knees down, she has no legs.
Yeah.
So she has blades, and
yeah, she's in the trailer.
Oh, my God, dude, it's, like, nuts. It's so good. I was
just
like,
girl, you want to bring home the mama.
Yeah, right. I was just in awe of this fucking movie. Samuel Jackson's in it. He's really good in it as, like, this kind of, he's like the supervillain, you know, but he's like a techie, like, he's basically like a Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, and he has this whole plan to basically, like, make the world a better place by, like, murdering millions of people. So
wasn't that the synopsis for the Avengers movie?
Oh, I don't...
The second one, the Thor.
Captain America movie
was
kind of like...
Captain America one.
Yeah, in a way. This is a completely different take on it. This is like a... This is the, like, Matthew Vaughn way that you would handle this. Or the guy that writes them is... Oh, my God. I can't think of his name. The same guy that wrote Kick-Ass. It's the same guy. But, in other words, it's like super hyper violent solution. You know, it's not like, oh, we're just going to assassinate a bunch of people. It's like the plan, which I don't want to give away. The plan is just like, but there's this scene in a church with Colin Firth, right? So Colin Firth is in a church and he's one of the knights. And, there's gotta be like 200 people in this church, and he fights all of them. And spoiler alert, but he kills every single person in that church. Like, I mean, it's like, and violently kills them. It's like, just this long, it's like a Westboro type church. And it's not like a, you know, like Christian, it's like, we hate, like, gays. It's like that kind of church, like, we want to go out and, like, do horrible things. So it's like, it's fucking insane. Like, this scene in the church is gonna blow your mind when you watch it.
I've been wanting to watch it.
You gotta watch it, man.
Yeah, now that I got it, you keep telling me about it. I want to watch it.
You really gotta watch it.
Buy it or rent?
Redbox.
I hooked him up.
I know a guy.
He knows a guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And his cousin hooks up people.
So yeah, you just gotta watch it. Like, yeah, so I get you'll, to it. You'll get I to guarantee it. Because you liked like Kick Ass and stuff.
I love Kick Ass.
If you liked Kick Ass, like this is right up that same alley.
Cool.
It's good stuff. I watched Frogs because I have the Frogs and Food of the Gods double feature that I got a while back, and I finally watched Frogs.
Yeah, you got it for Father's Day, didn't you?
Yeah. I've seen Frogs before, but I guess I didn't really watch it. I actually liked it quite a bit, but the funny thing about the movie is, like, it's called Frogs, but the frogs don't do anything in the movie. The frogs just kind of, like, sit around and, like, croak, and everybody gets killed by, like, snapping turtles and snakes and spiders and alligators. And it's basically, like, nature's turning on people and just starts killing all the people on this island. Looks really good. It's a Blu-ray release, Screen Factory Blu-ray release, and I was, like, surprised, man. I actually really dug it. Like, I was really into it the whole time. It's like, low-budget, kind of 70s, you know, it's, you gotta go into it kind of knowing what to expect, but if you do that,
it's on Netflix.
It's just a good, like, it's just a fun movie to throw on. Mm-hmm. And I watched Crypt of the Living Dead, which we got from the Vinegar Syndrome.
Don't say anything about it.
I won't spoil anything. I'll just say I did you watch it yet or
I've seen it a few times.
You watched it. Crypt of the Living Dead. You did watch it? The Vinegar Syndrome one?
I don't know. Well, I don't own it, but I've seen it.
Oh, you don't times. You didn't buy that one?
No.
Oh, I thought you
Why
Jeff,
would I buy that?
Jeff bought it. Crypt
yeah.
of the Living Dead.
It, yeah.
I loved it,
oh,
man.
Oh my god. Please tell me what you
not the House of the Living Dead. The one with the female vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Well,
man.
The Blu-ray I got.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh my God. Has two movies on it.
Yeah, man. No, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was like a really like.
I gotta know. All right, so was it the, like? Oh my God! There's so many bad things about this movie.
Oh man, I loved it. I loved all of it.
So the oh my God, where do I start with the? Kind like, I think they tried to, like I'm. Oh God, I don't want to say anything because then Jeff's gonna go into it with like a.
It's like it's a poor man's attempt. It's poor man's attempt at a Hammer film. So it's like watching a Hammer film.
So I'm pretty sure the conversation went like this. You know, they were probably like, "Hey, Mr. Director, I can save you a whole shitload of money right now. Let's just cut the lighting out of it completely. Let's just eliminate
no, but
the
watch,
lighting.
No, you got to watch it on Blu-ray.
Let's just,
it's a completely
right?
different thing.
And then, well, we can build half sets." What do you mean? Well, if we just do close-up of everybody's face through the whole movie, we never have to show
Yeah, but it's got that great tomb set with the big coffin thing, and they drop it on that guy, and his head comes off.
oh, I know another way we can cut budget. The main character, Hannah, the vampire?
Yeah.
Let's just put her in it for like
2-3
minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. She's barely in it. You're right.
Yeah, let's do that.
But there's a wolf that runs around.
Yeah. God,
I loved it.
That movie's so bad.
I absolutely loved it.
That movie's so fucking bad.
You gotta admit this though. Like you know that it looks amazing. Like even though you haven't seen it, you know that.
I haven't seen the Blu-ray.
That's what I mean. So. Like the whole thing with like light. I'm telling you right now, this Vinegar Syndrome Blu-ray is amazing.
Maybe
to look at.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I saw it, I've seen it 2 or 3 times.
If you see like as
oh
far as
God.
Just from that perspective, is like the lighting and not being able to, you can see everything. Like it looks great. I mean, regardless of what you think about the content, it looks fantastic. I really dug, man. A good time with it. I watched it like 10 o'clock at night one night. Threw it on.
Oh,
I had a good
so
time
bad.
With it. I'm not saying it's a great movie. I found it enjoyable though.
Like,
I really did.
Like, we're going to lift up the tomb, see the body in there that's been in there for centuries, and then just leave the tomb open.
Well, yeah,
let's
but
not close it.
He didn't believe, right? He didn't believe that there was a real vampire.
You should have believed when you opened the feather, saw the vampire. Yeah.
It's good.
Oh,
don't listen to him. I didn't
trust me, I watch shitty movies, and that movie's pretty shitty.
I didn't watch the other movie on there yet, though, so I think that one's supposed to be worse.
Oh, my God. There's so many things about the movie that's horrible.
Oh, I loved it.
What did you like? I
just found it, like... Like, I found, like, I don't know. I like the style. I like the look of it. Maybe the fact that it looks so good helped. Because it really reminded me of, like, just a, you know, a ripoff of a Hammer film, which I like that aesthetic.
Yeah,
so,
no, I can see that they were trying to do that, but my God.
I liked it, man. I don't know why. I liked it. I liked the atmosphere of it. I liked a lot of the sets, even though there were a few and far between. I liked that stuff, man.
Like, if I'm remembering right, like, so he comes in on a boat, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like some people working on the like little pier island or whatever it is mm-hmm. that he goes to. Then he goes back out there at nighttime, and you can't see shit. All you just see is like the moonlight.
You can now.
I couldn't when I watched it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Well, I can tell you that this is, it may be a different experience just from that perspective.
I'm just saying, I think you spend money on it, so you have to like it.
No, I really like it. I would say, man, if I didn't like it, I absolutely like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there was actually, wasn't there another name for it? Like Hannah the Vampire?
Just like I said that I was, yeah. Just like I said that I would buy the Ghoulies double feature, even though I can't stand Ghoulies, because I love Ghoulies too.
But Ghoulies is fun.
But it's not, though. Like, see, so I would buy that, and I wouldn't be like, oh, I like Ghoulies just because I bought it.
Well, I'm not saying I like Ghoulies, I wouldn't buy it, but it's a fun movie.
Right, but I'm saying I would buy that movie and be like, yeah, Ghoulies is shit, but Ghoulies 2 is amazing.
I watch it every time just to see the toilet scene from the cover.
But it's not, it's only sort of, like, that's a movie that lies. Like, they're going to get, no, he doesn't even attack anybody on the toilet.
No, he doesn't. That's why I watch it over and over and over in hopes that that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And it never does, so.
He does come out of the toilet, right? But the little pup, the little green guy.
Yeah, but you get like no, I don't even think that.
He doesn't. In the second one, he does.
Yeah,
so.
The second one.
He
but the
eats
first one,
he
doesn't
come
out of the
out.
Toilet, yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got. I mean, I watch stuff here and there, but those are the three that I want to touch on. I recommend that Blu-ray. I wouldn't tell people to go out and watch it if I really didn't believe it. I liked it. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not telling anyone. I'll tell people they should at least check it out. Like if you like vampire movies or shit like that. Right. Like, but yeah, that wasn't for me.
All right, what'd you watch?
So I watched this movie with Danny Glover and Danny Trejo.
Badasses,
right? Yeah. But I watched Badasses on the Bayou.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't see
And that. I was like, wow, this is a pretty fun movie. Did you see that?
It looks
I
like
didn't it, see it, but it's on my Netflix.
So I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is a fun little movie. You know, like two old guys just kicking ass and shit. And then I go and look it up on IMDb. It's Badasses 3.
Yeah,
like,
you so didn't know that?
No, I had no idea. There was two before this.
I don't think Danny Glover's. I think the first one is just Trejo, right?
Oh, I don't know.
And then this, I think. And maybe the second one. I want to say that first movie was just Trejo. Not
Glover. Could have been.
I've been wanting to watch it. I haven't seen any of them.
No,
but
it's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
it's really
I figured
fun.
It was. It looks like it.
They basically go to a wedding, and then, standard story, chick gets kidnapped, they got to get her back, and it's just them, like, whooping asses at gas stations and shit.
Yeah. Gas stations.
Yeah, they're like YouTube sensations, so everybody knows who they are. I watched Gone Girl.
I still haven't seen that. My wife saw it.
Yeah.
She liked it.
Yeah, it's good for what it is. Mm-hmm. Nothing that I would go back and watch or nothing that I would pick out. Somebody had given it to me.
Who's the main character in that? I forget.
Batman?
Ben Affleck.
No,
Ben Affleck. Yeah, Batman.
Yeah, it's about like him and he falls in love and then his girl goes missing and blah, 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 blah.
They try to convict him or something.
I mean, it's a Fincher movie, which is why I want to see it. Because
it's well written.
He's always got like a lot of stuff going on. That is David Fincher, right?
I didn't know anything about this at all. I knew nothing about it. She put it in and maybe 35 minutes in, I called the rest of the movie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And it's supposed to be like this big plot twist and stuff.
Yeah, that's what my wife said.
But I picked at it right away. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Maybe because I've seen so many, but
probably
wasn't anything that I would go back and rewatch. But this here, I watched a documentary called An Honest Liar.
I've seen that on there on somewhere on Me Netflix too. Or something.
Yeah, it's about the amazing Randy, the magician.
Okay.
And what he used to do was, I'm trying to think of the guy's name who used to bend the spoon with his mind and shit.
Yeah.
I forget his name. He's like some sort of an illusionist, Chris Angel's call. He's been called out a bunch of times, and what the amazing Randy used to do was go around to other magicians and basically call them out, say, awesome. You're a fucking liar, and this is how you do your trick, and if it's not how you do your trick, I'll supply you the items to do it, and then go ahead and do it. But he was only doing it to people who were like, oh, I'm communicating with spirits, and they're telling me this.
People who are full of shit. Right?
Yeah, so he would call those people out, and basically that was all he did. And it goes really deep into his personal life, and then you find something out about him that you would never know. And it's actually a really good documentary, like really good. I would say check it out. I'm trying to think of this guy's name now, and I can't think of his name. Uri? Something like that?
Okay.
The guy who used to say he could, like, communicate with people and bend stuff with spoons. And then what he did one time was he does this trick where he puts these cups down on a plate and then he puts a metal ball underneath it because he supposedly can sense metal with his mind. And then he puts his hand over the balls, and then he can pick out the ones that don't have the ball underneath it. But basically what he's doing is he's using really light cups. So when he waves his hand over top of it, they move a little bit. So yeah. You can't see it, but he can feel it.
Right.
And then he knows which ones the ball's under because it won't move the same way. So this guy here, Amazing Randy, went on like Larry King and said, here's all the stuff to do it. Mm. And the guy was like, all right, I'll do it. But he didn't know that he had switched the items out. And he called him out on live TV. He couldn't do it. He was like, oh, I'm not feeling the spirits right now.
No.
Yeah, and it's all in this documentary. And
that's awesome.
Definitely, definitely check it out. It's really good. And I don't watch too many documentaries, but saw Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, but...
You liked it, though.
Go see it. It's the best Marvel movie to ever come out.
That's a bold statement, man.
For me, it is.
Yeah? Bold statement.
I'll put it out there because Marvel's first runs of everything, pretty okay. Everything after that?
True.
So.
That is true.
So the first...
Oh, no. Well, no, because I would say Captain America was a step up. Like Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier was better. The first Avengers was better than the other ones.
Yeah.
All three Spider-Man sucked. The second run of Spider-Man was okay. The second one of that series sucked.
Yeah.
Iron Man. First one was awesome. Second one was okay. Third one, garbage.
All the Thors are shit.
All the Thors are shit. All the Hulks are shit. Yeah. So when you take into account how many they've come out with compared to...
But like, what about like a Guardians? Like, where would you grade it to that?
I would say
so you think
just
it's
below
than
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like that's where I was going.
Yeah,
like
okay.
I know
Guardians
you
of the
Guardians.
Galaxy was better.
Yeah.
But it was more entertaining. But if you look at Ant-Man,
yeah, right.
Like I'm watching this and I'm so stunned by the way they have to film this because he's going from big to little. You know, he's standing next to cups. He's inside of a bathtub. And the way they have to film that to make that happen is like you're watching it and you're stunned.
Yeah.
Like you're just... stunned by the movie, but the shit they do in the movie.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like, it's not a spoiler, you see it in the trailer. I don't like how, going into it, I didn't like the fact that they created a new character to be Ant-Man. So they've created a fictional character called Scott Lang to be Ant-Man.
Yep.
Hank Pym is in the movie, but he's not Ant-Man.
Right.
And that was when the whole writing thing came about, because Hank Pym is violent. And they didn't want that in the movie.
Right, because that's when what's-his-name walked away from the project.
Yeah, he walked away because...
The director of, like, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and shit,
yeah.
Right, where he was supposed to...
Yeah, he was supposed
his name.
To do it. But once
Edgar
I got
Wright,
into,
Edgar Wright.
Yeah, Edgar Wright. He wanted Hank Pym to be Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But they didn't go that route.
Yeah, because he wanted to do it, like, the way...
The way
he wanted
to be
done. Right, to the source material, yeah.
Yeah. They went... They stayed close to the source material, but they went a little outside of it. So, really, they follow it, but with a different character.
And by the way, speaking of that, did you see that Netflix is considering a Punisher series?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
There's a few other ones. I should have wrote them down.
Jessica Jones, Iron Fist. If they do Punisher, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Like, Netflix can kill those series because they can do, like, a Punisher, the justice it deserves.
Well, they can do it the way it's supposed to be
done.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's got to be, like, hyper-violent. It's got to be sort of no holds barred. That guy's got to be ruthless. He's a murderer. He's a killer, you know? That's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, Punisher is a murderer, you know? He's a ruthless killer. That's what he needs to be.
So. But, yeah, definitely. Especially
yeah,
if
I
want to
see
him,
man.
Yeah.
I want to see
definitely
it.
Check it out. I watched Hobgoblins on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I watched, the Elvira version of it, I think, a while ago. Or I started watching it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I did watch it. I definitely watched it. Like, last year sometime
This movie is so much better than Crypt of the Living Dead.
No, what? Are you fucking nuts?
Oh my god. These puppets are so fucking bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, from that perspective, yes.
It's basically a little hardened teddy bear on a stick.
Yeah.
And then they just hold it under the camera and move it around.
Yeah.
And they drive cars and they run people over. But what they do is they mess with your mind. So, like, if you're into girls, they'll make girls appear in front of you. And then that's how they lure you to kill you.
They use, like, your desires.
Yeah, it's so... It's funny,
they made a sequel,
but it's bad.
There's another one. There's a Hobgoblins 2. There's another one.
Yeah, I think there's three.
Are there?
I think there's three of them. It's really bad, but it's very fun.
It's bad, yeah.
I'll
give you that. It's fun.
I gave it a 7 out of 10 on my IMDb. That's high.
It's really high.
I enjoyed it. That's why.
Yeah.
You know what's been popping up on Netflix is the Leprechaun
Well, they put them all on there like a few months ago. They come out. They're in my queue. I watch one of those every once in a while. I watched, you know, the first Leprechaun back around like St. Patrick's Day, and I always watch it. Those are fun movies too. I think I like Warwick Davis. He's a good Leprechaun.
Yeah. While I was waiting for you guys to get here, I watched The Fields.
How was that?
Got Tara Reid in it. I watched this on Hulu also.
Tara Reid.
She plays a very short, like, pops in and out. She plays this kid's mother. Supposedly it's based on true events.
Sure it is.
But it's about this kid who goes to a farm to live with his grandparents and all this weird shit starts happening. Not scary stuff. Just out downright, like, weird people running around, like, people living in basements, people living under the stairs.
I did watch People Under the Stairs.
Good movie. Shit, it's all right. So I'll read you what this says. This is off because I looked at this. It's the same description that's on Hulu. Tells the story of a young boy and his family who are terrorized by an unseen presence. Sounds like it's gonna be a ghost story.
Oh yeah,
not even fucking close to that at all. It doesn't.
They want to sell it that way though, right? Because that's what's popular right now.
Yeah, there's really. I didn't see a ghost. I didn't see a demon. I didn't see anything.
Paranormal is what's in right now, so
it's basically
try to sell it that way.
Takes place during the Manson murders, so they have like these travelers in a van that show up, leads you to believe that they're the ones that are terrorizing this family, like they're gonna do what the Manson family did,
right?
But it has nothing to do with ghosts at all, like at all. So, and I rewatched Manborg.
Oh, that's fitting, considering.
And I will tell you why a little later in the show I watched it.
Well, I was going to.
You're probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Same thing you're thinking. Yeah, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Or are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Or do you know what I know?
What I'm thinking? Am I thinking what you're thinking?
A lot of what you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why a little later because it comes into play for another thing we're going to do, so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to do news? You got any news? I don't have any news, because sounds like you found more stuff than I did. I found the same old shit that's always on news.
Yeah, I got some news, but I don't have an intro, so if I decide I got time, I'll cut it in.
All right.
But if not, we're going to go right into it. Let me find my folder here. All right, where do we want to start? We'll start with this here. So you guys like beer, right?
Yep.
Like to have a few cocktails on the weekends or whatnot?
Yep.
Well, starting... Where'd it go black? Let's see. It doesn't have a release date yet, but you can officially sit down and watch The Walking Dead while drinking The Walking Dead beer. Yes, yep. They're coming out with The Walking Dead Blood Orange IPA, which will be 6.7% alcohol, by the Turpin Beer Company out of Georgia. Check the label out there.
I'm surprised that this hasn't already happened.
I know. Yeah, why did it take so long?
Why didn't somebody realize this, like, way before? And, like, same thing with, like, oh, my God. Like,
so what's it going to taste like? Is it going to taste like blood orange?
They could also do, like a wine.
Uh-huh. It's going to taste like something.
They should do a wine, because, like, women drink a lot of wine, right? And call it, like, Daryl's Ball Sweat. and then, like, they'll be drinking Daryl's Ball Sweat while they watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Oh, they would eat that up.
Yeah, I'm surprised that nobody thought to, like, it could be a licensing thing, because you have to license that. Like, you can't just put The Walking Dead on your beer without.
No, that's
official, and that's why.
Yeah, that's from the TheWalkingDead.com, so it's licensed through that.
Yeah, because they're using like the comic book
cover,
right?
And text. Yeah.
So you can tell it's official. That's probably why, because somebody has to. You can't get, like, a microbrewery that can go out and just brew that.
Do you know how expensive
that is? They have to license it.
A normal IPA, I drink IPAs, 6.7, you pay $15 a 12-pack, or $15 a 6-pack.
Six, yeah.
Because it's got the Walking Dead label on it, and it tastes like everything else, it's going to be, like, $20 a 6-pack.
You think so, yeah. You're probably right.
Well, you think about it, the beer company's got to get paid, The Walking Dead's got to get paid, Robert Kirkman's got to get paid.
Well, that's what I'm
Anybody
saying.
Anybody who's associated with that particular copyright, you know, is going to get paid.
If someone's licensing it, then, yeah.
It's not going to be worth their time to sell, you know, a six-pack for $10.
Why blood orange, though? Why? Just because it's blood?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. That's a really weird, really weird, really weird, a really weird choice to me. A blood orange Walking Dead beer. It seems like you'd want to go with something that was not fruity.
Yeah.
It comes off as like tame. It comes off as a tame IPA. Like, to me, it doesn't feel like a real IPA, like because you're trying to make it.
Sounds like it's going to be a letdown.
Yeah, right. It sounds like you're just trying to make it.
It should be like a dead IPA.
Well, the thing is they want people to buy it. So, like, people that don't normally drink IPAs, they got to be like, oh, well, maybe if we make it, like, blood orange, we make it a fruit flavored, then maybe more people will buy it. I guarantee that's what it is, because there's a lot of people that I don't really drink IPAs that often. You know, like, I have to be in the mood for an IPA.
Oh, I that's all I drank.
So, like, there's those people out there that aren't going to buy an IPA. So they're probably like, oh, well, if we make it more appealing to a mass audience by putting a fruit in it.
Yeah, it probably won't taste nothing like blood orange.
Oh, probably won't. Yeah. I don't know. I won't buy it. So that much. It doesn't seem like it's worth my money.
I'll buy a 6-pack warm and just, like, put it on a shelf.
Oh, just to keep
just
it?
Just to keep it. Yeah.
Well, I'll drink it. You keep the bottles. You buy it, let me drink it, and keep the bottles. All right, so the director, F.W.
Murnau or something.
Yeah, Murnau. His body was dug up, and his head was stolen.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I wonder why.
They said that nobody knows why. They never caught anybody.
Like, isn't that what they used to do, like, weird shit when they would, like, bury vampire people they thought were vampires and shit? Like, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would dismember the body.
Right,
so
they would, right? They
together,
would, like,
yeah.
Cut it into different pieces. Or do you think someone was, like,
They said they cannot rule out cult activity, but...
Yeah, right. It could...
Crazy
fan.
It
has to be, man. Yeah, the guy, Nosferatu, like, it's gotta be some crazy fan or cult that's like, yeah, we want his skull.
Yeah.
And it's like, right now, crazy. It's sitting on somebody's shelf. Like, the only thing you have to hope is that somebody's not doing, like, weird shit to it. Like, you just have to hope that if they did desecrate the guy's grave, that they at least, like, put it up on a shelf, and that they're not, like... I don't know, like, making out with it or something, you know? I'm just saying, I mean, like, people do weird shit, man. Like, there was a dude in Connecticut that, like, fucked a bush the other day.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So, I mean, people do weird shit. I mean, you wouldn't be...
He was fully nude banging a bush.
Yeah.
Like, a bush,
like,
outside.
A bush outside, yeah.
Like a burning bush.
Yeah. Yeah, just, like, out there fucking it.
So, Mill Creek's coming out with some more box sets for you.
Okay.
Now, you're all familiar with the Mill Creek box sets. Usually come in 50s, some come in 20s.
Yes.
Some of the movies are really good, and some of them are really bad. Actually, there was one that I watched. Why did I not mention that? And what was the name of it? I just watched one in a Mill Creek box set the other day, and I said, oh, we're going to have to do that on the show sometime.
It's funny, I watched a Mill Creek movie the other day, too, but it wasn't out of a box set.
It was called The Night Evelyn Came Out of Her Grave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome movie.
Yeah.
It's in a Mill Creek box set.
I saw that years ago. I want to see that again.
Public domain. It's free to watch.
Yeah,
I just happen to have it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it. But Mill Creek is set to release two new horror collections.
Yeah, okay.
Is
new in quotes, like new, because it's the same shit repurposed, or is it actual titles they haven't put
there
out?
I don't think there's anything redone on these.
Come on.
So
it's Mill Creek.
The first one is going to be the iconic horror director William Castle. 13 of his movies. It's going to be 13 Ghosts from 1960. Frightened Girls from 1963. I have no idea.
Mr. Sardonicus?
Yes. Yeah. 1961 is what I have here. Homicidal from 1961.
Yeah.
The Old Dark House, 1963.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those are on.
No.
I don't think they're on any other cat.
Pretty sure they're not. Yeah. And those... Those are I actually really enjoy 13 Ghosts.
Yeah, 13 Ghosts is great.
And Homicidal 2 is actually a lot of fun. It's like a weird, like, psycho ripoff. It's pretty good.
But that's what the cover looks like, so you can pick that up. Your local Walmart soon enough.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I gotta say, back to Mill Creek. I was watching. They have put out some pretty awesome stuff, like, outside of their box sets. Because I have the Happy Birthday to Me, When a Stranger Calls double feature on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, that Happy Birthday to Me Blu-ray is mind-blowing. Like, I have no idea how they put out a product that fucking good. It's $4.88 on Amazon. That's how much you paid for it. It's always been that price. It's the cut of the movie that no one else has ever put out because it was edited, so they actually put out the right cut of it on a fucking amazing-looking Blu-ray for $5. When a Stranger Calls, which also looks amazing.
Yeah,
Mill Creek, like, sometimes just pull shit out of their ass, and you're like, how the fuck did they do this?
For $7.50, I bought the Blu-ray of Gamera.
Yeah.
Came with all three.
Yeah.
With features. The fucking thing looks great. It looks fantastic.
It's weird, right?
And I paid $7.50 for three movies that
can
I fully enjoy.
You go and buy, like, their box sets, and, like, half the shit's, like, off of, like, a third-generation VHS tape.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean?
Like a weird cut of it.
It's crazy. Yeah, weird, like...
Like, sometimes you can tell where they had to, like...
edited version where they cut out all the nudity and everything.
Yeah. But they're also coming out with one. It's called Hammer Films Volume 1.
Oh, nice.
It's called Mummies, Monsters, Mayhem, Madness, the Hammer Film Collection Volume 1. It's going to have all your favorites in here. The Scream of Fear from 1961. The Gorgon from 1964. If you haven't seen that, check that out. Stop Me Before I Kill from 1961. The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb from 1964 will be on Volume 1.
This is DVD, right?
Looks like DVD, but it doesn't say. I would assume so. They always do DVD.
I don't think there's any company out there yet that has done a full Hammer collection. Like, I would like to see somebody take that. There's a lot of fucking movies. Like, a lot. But, like, even if you put them out in sets.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's got the Two Faces of Jekyll and Hyde from 1960 on it, too.
I would like to see a company take on that task of putting out all of those Hammer. And, like, not necessarily in one set, but, like, over time. In box sets that go together so you could have a full collection over time. There's so many Hammer movies out there that should be out on Blu-ray or not. So even DVD would be good, but... Yeah, Mill Creek, man.
No,
sometimes.
I'll probably wind up picking both of those.
That
out.
William Castle one especially sounds interesting to me. I would definitely buy that.
I mean, I own a few of those that are on there, but separately.
I don't, yeah.
So, but to have them all on a set, redone, and, you know, should be good.
Good old Mill Creek.
Okay. All right, anything else?
No, I have no news. It's all the same shit for me. I mean, Scream TV series got a second season. I don't care. You know, like, Five Nights at Freddy's going to be a movie. I don't care. Like I don't understand why they're making Five Nights at Freddy's into a movie. Because you know what that is?
Yeah, it's about about these kids that got burnt up in a pizza place.
Yeah.
And their souls went into the fucking automatons.
Like, don't you get everything you need from that in the game? Like, isn't the
Honestly,
movie...
Honestly, I don't even understand the
right,
game.
Right, but isn't the movie just going to be... A complete rehash of everything you see on the game. Like, it's just, what is it? A dude sitting in a fucking security thing for an hour and a half of a movie trying not to have animatronic creatures come and get him? Like, does that really sound...
Every time I go to his house, his son is watching
it. Yeah, no, the kids love it.
Variations of it, you know?
The kids love it, but, like, I don't know, man.
Jess is like, hey, they're coming out with a Five Nights at Freddy's Part 4. I'm like, really? Well, what happened in Part 1 and 2? I mean,
yeah, and what's so different about 3 and 4? Like, I just don't get... What... It's obviously it's because they want to get young kids in to pay money to watch it because adults honestly I don't think there's a lot of people out there that give a shit.
That kind of genre just fucking passes over my head. Man.
It's just weird because it feels to me like what are you gonna do different? Like you're gonna put a game which is to me seems like a relatively simple premise anyway into a movie and just give us the same thing when you could just play it in the game.
One of the movies that's supposed to come out is supposed to be in a kid's bedroom. And when Josh told me that, I was like, I don't fucking get it. I don't
that
understand.
That doesn't even make sense, right? Because wasn't the whole thing that they were like animatronic things in a
pizza
place?
Yeah.
I don't know. Too old for that, I guess.
Josh comes up, hey, Dad, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch this. Josh, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. You gotta watch it. Look at this. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
Oh, I love pizza.
They don't make pizza anymore, though. They just kill people.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, no, I have nothing else, so. Okay. I get burnt out from all the news. There's just nothing of interest to me right now. I'm having a really hard time finding stuff that interests me. Like, even release-wise, like, you know, Scream Factory's constantly announcing stuff. And, you know, a lot of it is... Like, Garbage Pail Kids on Blu-ray and...
You know. Come on. I didn't see that.
I mean...
I remember collecting the cards when I was a
man,
kid.
Man, like, that movie...
They still have them. They still sell them.
I kind of, like, have this weird nostalgia for that movie because I liked it when I was a kid. I just don't know if I could return to it on Blu-ray and feel the same way about it.
I always loved them because they were, like, the perfect, like... evil twin to the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, I mean, I like the cards and everything, but that movie... Do you ever see that movie?
No.
Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. The whole thing ends up being about like this kid who's like 14 and he wants to be a fashion designer. So it's really weird. And like he ends up summoning the Garbage Pail Kids. And then like some guy kidnaps the Garbage Pail Kids and like puts them in cages. And it's just, it's weird, man. It's really weird to watch. Like it's gonna, when you watch it, you're kind of like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, I don't know. Because it's little people in like big like garbage pail costumes. Like it's practical effects. And they're all wearing like these weird like puppet heads and stuff. It's really weird. Yeah. And there's like musical numbers in it, I think. I don't know.
Check it out.
And then the Troll 2 double feature on Blue, which I'm kind of interested in. But, you know, the whole thing with them not putting Demon Knight and Bordello of Blood on a double feature is strange to me. I don't understand why they didn't do that. They put them as separate. I don't know.
All right, anything else?
No, nothing else.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Right.
You get more out of life when you go out to a movie. Still plenty of time to come and be served at the refreshment center before showtime. Show starts in 1 minute.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Midnight Triple Feature. Please head over to midnighttriplefeature.blogspot.com. Check out reviews, past shows, or link up to social media where we can keep in touch. Thank you for listening, and now back to the show.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with The Eliminators from 1986.
In a hidden fortress concealed by impenetrable jungle dwells Dr. Abbott Reeves, a brilliant but devious scientist with the power to create.
Help them, mandroids, in the cage, Takata.
Any malfunctions?
I had some trouble with this. Feels like a delay in the neurosynapse trigger.
And the will to destroy.
Move its memory and dismantle it.
It's half human.
He must be eliminated. Colonel Nora Hunter has the brains to mastermind the operation.
We need a full-time mechanic, my friend.
Fontana, the river rat.
What are you doing?
I saw this in a movie once.
When he finds himself in a tight spot, someone else has to pick up the pieces. Kuji, the ninja. He has the martial skills to destroy his enemies.
This is the Kuji.
The mandroid. More machine than man. His special powers will determine whether or not they survive.
We got robots. We got cavemen. We got kung fu. What is this anyway? Some kind of damn comic book?
Is the most perilous journey any one of them has undertaken. And once they reach their destination, they face the most awesome power on Earth.
You don't understand. Soon I shall rule the world.
Their combined skills to defeat him. Each one is the ultimate specialist in his field. Together, they are the Eliminators.
You gotta kind of love how that trailer kind of sells them as like a superhero group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, they may as well be the Avengers or something, you know?
Yeah, so the reason I brought up Manborg earlier is because I had really never heard of this movie before, and I had seen Manborg a few times. You had told me about it. Like, you wrote a review on it. Mm-hmm. It was on the website.
Yep.
I ran into it in Best Buy around the time it came out, so I bought it.
Yep.
With all the special features on there, they talk about this movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because the reason he made Manborg was him and his buddy were watching The Eliminators, and his buddy says to him, "Man, you should really make a movie called Manborg and base the character off of this guy."
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they got Manborg.
Yeah, and so, they have the ninja guy, which Manborg has a ninja, right? Yep. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but they...
So, everything they did in Manborg was based off of The Eliminators.
Yeah.
And I had rewatched Manborg, which prompted me to want to watch this for the show while it was still fresh in my head. So if you haven't seen Mannenberg, I definitely say check it out. It's awesome, and it's basically a version of this, but all green screen.
Yeah. I would argue even more entertaining than Eliminators, personally.
Oh, definitely,
You know, I...
Draculon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's things about that are just more entertaining. I like the Eliminators, don't get me wrong, but, Mannenberg is a perfect example of how you can sort of take something and repurpose it and make it, you know...
Yeah.
Really it's good.
It's basically a carbon copy.
Yeah, but it just feels more entertaining. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about that one, you know. You know what it is? You know what it is? I mean, we can get right into it. It's like the fact that they used the green screens allowed them to create this world that felt like legitimate post-apocalypse type stuff, whereas in the Eliminators, it just feels like they're in, like, Mexico.
Yeah, they're in the woods.
Everyone's wearing blue jeans and, like... The fucking Romans look like cosplayers. You know what I mean? Like, they're not... It's not convincing ever. At any point, do you believe that it's, like, whatever year it's supposed to be and that this technology would ever exist in this world where people are just dressed this way and living in these conditions? And it really does look like they're in Mexico.
It's probably where it's filmed. I don't know. Is that where it's filmed?
I don't know.
Well, I'm curious.
It just has it's probably California. I would bet you it's out in California. Because it's just Charles Band, right? It's Empire.
South Cali.
Yeah,
I bet you it's California. He didn't have his castle yet, I don't think. So they weren't out in the castle.
There's some, I wouldn't say well-known actors.
Well, Denise Crosby's in there.
She played in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, and she was in Pet Sematary.
Yep.
Denise Crosby is,
Montana, he had a, was he in like a soap opera?
Yeah, he was in something. That's why he's got top billing, Andrew Prine, right?
Plus, he was like the only interesting character.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him. He had like this kind of, he was playing like the Han Solo type character. Yeah. You know, like the guy that, he's the pilot, you know, he's
the pirate.
Yeah, like, he's the guy that's got to come in and sort of be the good guy in the end, even when, you know, he's Han Solo.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this could very well... You could look at this and see Star Wars in there and things like that. I mean, there's lots of stuff in here that you know.
I don't know. I thought the movie was all over the place.
Oh, it is, yeah. I saw it for the first time, like, last year. It's on the Shout Factory, like, sci-fi 4-pack.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I saw it. And I knew very little about it when I saw it. And I watched it, and I was like, oh, now I know where Mannenberg got.
Well, that's, I never watched Mannenberg, but when I watched this, I was like, man, that guy looks like fucking that's Mandroid. Yeah. I thought it was Mandroid.
And when they called him Mandroid, I was like, oh, yeah. And it's somebody like, Mandroid. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
It's the same voice in Mannenberg, too.
Same one? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because he's like, I am Mannenberg. Like, and they play a lot on it. Mannenberg, awesome. Awesome flick. The Eliminators... Low budget, but I loved it. I it was enjoyable.
I find it entertaining. I agree. I mean, I agree with Jeff a bit. It's a little bit all over the place.
I didn't want to turn it off. Let's just say that.
No, I find it really. I think it needs. I say this all the time, and I can't say it enough. But I do think it needed a little bit of tweaking.
Yeah, a little more meat.
I thought it needed a little less. Like I think it starts to feel a little long, like with the cannibal tribe. And, like,
where the fuck did they come
that's
from?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's stuff in there that you could have just been, like, gone. You know what I mean? It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I don't. For me, there was never a point where I was like, oh, this is dragging on. This is too long.
I love the boat chases. I think that stuff's all great.
Yeah,
I love,
that was
like,
awesome.
The friggin' weird, like, butch lady that is constantly fighting with Fontana. Like, I like that the fat dude from Demonic Toys is in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice he's really oddly shaped because, like, he's, like, big, really overweight. But
he's, like, out.
He's got stick legs, though.
Yeah, and he's got the biggest thigh gap you've
ever seen for, like, this guy that's huge. Like, it's really bizarre.
That means he can run.
He looks like a cartoon character. You know? It's funny. Let's see.
Yeah, no, I liked it. Other than, like you said, the only thing I hated was it felt like it wasn't in its time.
That's what I'm saying.
The movie wasn't taking place where it needed to take place.
Not at all.
But
it's so it's
now,
all
what was
budget.
The mandroid's name? Reeds? Was that his name? Reeds?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Because I know the old mandroid. Guy's name was yeah. Reeves.
He's the Reeves. Mandroid.
I don't know. Yeah, he's just the mandroid.
I can't even find it on IMDb. It's not
What'd you think
out.
About Denise Crosby in the wet t-shirt scene?
You know, after seeing her in Pet Sematary.
Yeah, it's
just
tough, right?
It.
Isn't
yeah.
it weird?
Yeah.
Because, like, I saw it for the first time, and I was like, she looks, like, familiar, right? Because I'm like, I know who that is, and it clicked with Denise Crosby. And I don't know, I think she, why, like, I'm like, why, I think she looks okay in this movie. Like, she's more feminine.
Oh,
and
yeah, she definitely fits into the
And then
the
I'm
movie.
Like, why in Pet Sematary did they make her into, like, this really weird...
Home, Susie Homemaker.
Yeah, but, like, she's kind of like...
They shot the ending in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, you can tell the budget definitely restricts it. The opening feels really, like, rushed and kind of... Like, you
They're
get
trying
this,
to get a point across
Well, you get
quickly.
This whole thing where, like, this doctor was supposed to have this relationship with Mandroid.
Yeah, and then he wants to kill him.
Yeah, but, like, but no, like, that the Asian guy, the guy whose son is the ninja.
Yep.
Like, he's like, oh, you can't kill him. He's human or whatever. And it's like... You've been watching the movie for, like, 2 minutes. You don't have enough time to ever understand why the other doctor cares so much about Mandroid. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, but you also don't know why this other doctor wants to fucking dismantle him.
Well, that's true, it's especially since stupid. He kind of needs him, right?
Yeah, he needed him to go
to take
get
over
all the
Rome.
Other, yeah, because he needed him to go get all the parts so he could build his suit.
And was he sending Mandroid back to Rome and then bringing him back?
Yeah, he was... He was sending him back to get the parts he needed to build his
that's
suit.
That's right, that's right.
All right, so help me out here. In the beginning, when he's flying that fucking plane,
mm-hmm.
is that how he becomes the Mandroid?
Yeah, he crashes, and then the doctor, like, found him and pulled him out of the wreckage.
Yeah, he crashes
okay,
in
and
the
that's
slum.
How he...
And then they rebuilt right. him as Mandroid, and then his human brain ended up taking over or something, and then
yeah.
that's, you know.
All right. I couldn't...
I mean, interestingly enough, this came out before RoboCop, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that is the concept of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Like, his human brain is going to take over and constantly fight with the machine side.
Struggling.
It's something that RoboCop does much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's kind of funny that concept's in there because you would see it, like, 2 years later, 1 year later, like, 87, 88 with Verhoeven.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish there was more Mandroid tank.
Yeah, well, yeah, you get it twice, but yeah.
You know, I wanted him to be the tank the whole time.
Yeah, once he's in the tank and shooting lasers and shit, you're like, this is so awesome.
That tank looked like it could go anywhere.
I know. When he's in that armor, it's so clearly.
It was not a tank. It was a mobile mobile carrying unit
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Calls it, yeah.
Because when he's not in a tank, it's so clear that he's just wearing, like, like padding. Like,
yeah.
he's always moving around and shit.
Dirt bike padding.
Yeah. So, if you at least when he's in the tank thing, it's not as, you know, noticeable. Yeah. And he's just more badass as a tank.
I like the little robot, too.
Yeah, he's like the,
The little robot was awesome.
He became a part of him at the end there. Kind of stuck to him.
Yeah, he, like, stuck on him. And, like, yeah, he's like a little R2-D2.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of Star Wars in here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot in here.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I would
yeah.
probably watch it again.
It's a
probably
typical...
wouldn't watch it. I'd probably play it and...
It, yeah. It's a typical 80s low... it's a low-budget adventure movie
yeah.
from the
yeah.
80s. It's a PG-rated...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that if I'd seen it in the 80s, man, I would love it. If I saw it then, I would be like... I tell you right now, I would love this thing. I saw it as an adult, so I enjoy it. But I don't have that, like, nostalgic... love for it like I do other stuff, you know. So that would have made a big difference in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Charles Band movie, so
yeah, exactly.
All of his movies are I mean, the newer ones are a little different, but his older stuff is pretty much all the same. They're all pretty similar, you know. Then he kind of got into the small doll
yeah
phase, and
he gets into whatever he tacks on to whatever's popular at the moment and tries to rip it off. Ghoulies happened because of Gremlins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just Dolls and Puppet Master, like, they just kept coming and coming and coming because Puppet Master did so well for him that then he did Demonic Toys, and then he did fucking Doll Graveyard, and he did fucking Worry Dolls, and he did... I mean, like, the amount of doll movies that guy made because Puppet Master was such a hit.
I don't know. I think Hideous is probably my favorite small monster by him.
That he did.
Yeah.
Although, no, I still say Ghoulies. He didn't... he only produced Ghoulies 2, you know, but his father directed it. But I still say that's his best little monster movie, personally. But that wasn't Full Moon, so if you're talking Full Moon, then it's probably Hideous.
Yeah. Well, what was his other label?
Well, Charles Band had a ton. So he had MEDA, M-E-D-A, which turned into Media. He had Empire, which was this. He put Dolls out under the Empire label. He did, and like Media was when he did like Reanimator and stuff like that.
He had the
like
one that used to put out the big box.
Yeah, that was Wizard. So Wizard, he had Wizard Video, yeah, then he had Media, Wizard. Home Entertainment. Yeah. And then he went from Empire, I think Empire to Full Moon, because Puppet Master was one of the first Full Moon.
Yeah, that was,
Trancers was in there too, so around that same time. He's had a shitload of labels. He had Moonbeam in the 90s, which was like his family label. Moonbeam Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, God. Well, that's all on a streaming site, actually. You can go to all those labels.
Well, Charles Band is, yeah. He said so many. Full Moon. His new Wizard label is, like, just pure, like, new independent stuff that he finds. But, like, Wizard was only a home video label. So, like, he released Zombie on Wizard. He released I Spit on Your Grave on Wizard. I think Texas Chainsaw, put out by Meteor or Wizard. Seven Doors of Death, I think, might have. Yeah, like... I mean, Wizard's really collectible now, obviously. Media is, too, to some extent, just not as much. But Charles Band put out awesome shit in the 80s. Like, the guy was fucking on top of his game. Between home video and, like, this shit, the guy was, like, in my opinion, that was when he did his best stuff.
I don't know. I had fun with Eliminators. I liked it.
That's a good movie.
Watched it twice for it.
I've seen it. This is the second time I've seen it.
Because I watched it, you know, I think it was, like, the next day after the last show. And then I watched it again during the week to refresh my brain, but I don't know. I just liked it both times.
All right. Well, you want to do Exterminators of the Year 3000?
Yeah.
You ready?
We can do that. We got the trailer for it here. All
right, let's pull it up eventually. How do you not love that score? It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. It's got Italian cinema written all over it. It was just sound.
I know, it was just
explosions,
like,
and music.
We probably should have narrated that. How long was that? A minute and 19 seconds.
It's all right, they can listen to it. It's got that awesome score.
Yeah, this is available everywhere. It's actually out on Blu-ray now.
Yeah,
so,
Scream or Shout. I don't know which one actually did it.
Yeah, you can get this pretty much anywhere. It's got Mad Max written all over it.
Oh,
this
hell yeah.
is
yeah.
Road Warrior
Road
by
Warrior
Wade.
And Thunderdome.
This is Road Warrior. No, this is pre-Thunderdome.
No, I know, but...
But this is Road Warrior by way of the Italians. You know,
yeah.
Like, the Italians did this, like this, you know, rip-off cinema. That's what they did. And interesting enough, we're going to be talking
about rip-off
cinema.
Wasn't
in
the black
weeks.
Chick kind of like...
Kind of like what?
Kind of like the chick in Beyond the Thunderdome.
Yeah, but this was before Thunderdome. This is 83.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Besides, I mean...
Just but it also had Clint Eastwood written all over it.
A little bit, but I think that guy, I think they were basing that guy Alien more off of Max. I think he was definitely a Mad Max character. So yeah, I mean, obviously this is very clearly Road Warrior ripoff, and the Italians, I mean, they had tons of the movies. Like, they had Exterminator of the Year 3000, you know, Bronx Warriors, The Fall in the, you know, what is it, like 2020, The Fall in New York or something, or After the Fall. You can, like, Google this genre in itself, and you will find... The Italians just spit this shit out like none other. Because you had movies like Escape from New York and The Road Warrior that came out in the early 80s, and they just jumped on it. So Exterminator of the Year 3000 happens to be one that's got a bigger following than some of the others. I didn't think I had seen it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to pick that because I don't think I've seen it. Turns out I have seen it. I own a bootleg of it. Had no idea. So I'm watching it like half an hour in. I'm like, oh, I have seen this movie. And then I was like, all right. So I've actually seen it a couple times. But Road Warrior elements right off the bat, right? Alien is Max.
Yeah.
Tommy, feral kid.
Yeah.
He's feral kid. He talks. It's the difference. You've got the big tanker that they have to try to transport across the desert, right?
Yeah.
You got the guy with the fucking ponytail.
Right, you've got...
He's the main dude, but in Road Warrior, he was, like, the backup.
Yeah, know? Right. You've got the fucking, yeah, like, your main villain guy. They all ride around doom buggies.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, basically about a quest across the desert to fill this
water.
Tanker to get water. Yeah, I mean... The interesting about like the Road War thing about the Road Warrior is like there's all kinds of subtext in there about like our independence on fossil fuels and like the fact that we kill each other over it and feud over this thing that really shouldn't matter. So like turning it to water isn't quite as interesting because everybody needs water. But my question is like, where's gas? Didn't they say like it's been the end of the world for a long time and their cars, man? They got unlimited gasoline.
Yeah.
They never run out of gasoline.
Well, it's in Fury Road, the new Mad Max. I don't know if you guys have seen that one yet.
No.
Almost the same storyline, except instead of going to get water, they're sent out to get fuel. But then there's a whole side plot thing. But
yeah, I mean, Road Warrior was about him getting a tanker to bring it back, to fill it with oil to take it away. You know, like that was the whole thing. They were protecting the oil. That's kind of always been, at least for Fury Road, too. It's been about fuel. Yeah, so obviously they just change it up into water. And then you also have, like, the random thing with, like, the kid being like, what is he?
Well, let me ask you this. If it's the end of the world and you're somewhere you have to drive and protect yourself to get water, why don't you just move closer to the water?
Yeah.
Why are you living in a desert?
I don't know. I think that it had a lot to do with the fact they'd already established themselves. They had, like, a fucking garden and everything in there. And they said it was really dangerous to travel across. So, like, my thought was they probably figured if they all tried to go, then they were risking everybody.
All right, so you run out of water, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You try to get away, you might die.
Yeah. Well, and so you send out your best people to go get the water, you know? Like, that was the thought. Just they all,
I wouldn't be
their best
back.
People
be
were
like,
the worst people.
See ya.
I'd be like, water's here, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
That is a good point, yeah. Like, if it weren't for that little kid, you know, like, Alien would have been like, yeah.
Like, we made it here, we can fill some water. Drive back, get the people, come back.
True. But there were mutants and shit, though. Like, the weird mutant guys, and... I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, once you eliminate all them, then the water's all yours. Because they didn't know where the water was.
That is true. No, that's a good point. I didn't question that, because I just saw it as they were ripping off Mad Max. So that was the plot line they went with.
Yeah.
Go out to get it, come back. That's the story. The only difference with, like, with Road Warrior is, you know... That's not the whole story. That's the middle part of the movie is he's going to get the tanker. The finale is the fucking chase, which they kind of try to do here, but it comes out as more like a demolition derby.
Yeah. It's awesome, though.
You know what I mean? It's just cars, like, in a big clump, like, crashing into each other and stuff.
Exploding at
him. I mean, this is probably another one. I mean, some of it you might need to, but you could just watch this with no... dialogue and know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, you could turn the volume all the way down.
Yeah, but you want that music, man. You guys didn't. I loved it, man.
Yeah, no, the music's good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's so 80s.
But I'm just saying, there's the plot is so thin. It's just let's go get water.
So is the Road Warrior, though. You know, like,
oh yeah,
the
no,
Road Warrior.
Oh,
actually, it's interesting that you say that because the Road Warrior has almost no dialogue in it.
No, yeah.
When you watch it, there's very little.
The Road Warrior,
but
you can watch with no audio and know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And actually, Fury Road, we talked about this a few weeks ago, coming out on DVD, is coming out with a black and white silent cut.
That's right.
That's how great the movie is that you don't even need the audio to know what's going on.
Yeah, they let the cinematics take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the kid. Was he a full, like, bionic kid, or what? Did he just have a bionic arm?
Just a bionic arm.
He just had
arm.
A bionic shoulder
that
like,
was
arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
He was
like,
drinking beer and shit.
I know,
getting
right?
drunk.
Ridiculous.
I want a bionic arm.
That was part of my question, was like, if he was fully bionic, he would have no need for the water anyway, right? So it was just his arm.
Yeah, just his arm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he would survive no matter what if he wasn't human.
You couldn't have a bionic arm.
And it's funny that it's the Eliminators of the year 3000.
No, it's Exterminators.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Exterminators from the Year 3000.
The car is called the Exterminator.
Yeah, the car is the Exterminator. Where's the rest of the Exterminator?
I don't know. Like a big fucking piece of shit car.
Yeah, but it's apparently supposed to be the best car in the wasteland or something. It's nothing like Max's car, man. No. It's nothing like that thing. But, it's a piece of shit. I mean, but all the cars are
piece of
shit.
How do they get the title off the one car?
It's the Italians, man. They just wanted, they needed a title that would sell it. That title fucking sells it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the cover, have you seen the cover art to this thing?
Yeah, isn't the guy, Alien and the kid is on
Yeah,
the cover,
like that cover art, you see that and you're like, I need to watch this movie. Like, I need to see what this is now, immediately. You know? I mean, I fucking love the shit out of this movie, personally.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
The first time I saw it, I was, I don't know, lukewarm to it. This time, I was like, loving it.
All right, well, for a second episode in a row, I'm going to agree with you guys.
Yeah. I don't know, it works. Nothing. You know, it's, it's not as good as a Road Warrior, right? But it works as like a weird kind of chewed up version of that, you know?
It's the type of movie that I would like play at a party just to play it.
Yeah.
You know, someone watches it, oh well, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely like a group movie, I think, or like a movie you could put on and have people like in the room and... You'd get people that would just be, like, watching parts of it.
Yeah,
and,
talking. Yeah. You know.
I would never be able to show this at movie nights.
Well, you could if it was just us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because, like, we showed Return of the Living Dead Man, and, like, people just don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I just don't get it anymore.
Well, not you, but, like, you know, like, they don't get it. Like, somebody was like, this movie's old. And I'm like, you're 30. Like, what the fuck are you talking? This movie is younger than you. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but this movie's not old. If it's old, then what are you? Because
I don't think I
this movie came out in 85 and you were born in 84. So, you know what I mean?
I don't think I'd ever watch it by myself again. Yeah. But watching it at your house that day, I enjoyed it
a
little more than I do when I watch it by myself. Well, I think I've just seen it so many times.
But again, that's why I bring it
those
up.
Those movies, it's, you'd rather be
I brought it up as a group movie, right? Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you would think, like, you could take a Terminator Year 3000, right? Put it on that screen outside with a group of people, and that they would eat it up because it just seems like it should. You should have fun, but people are incapable of doing that. Like, people take it too seriously, and then they're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
They're like, this is a Mad Max ripoff.
Yeah, exactly. I saw Fury Road, that Mad Max movie. It ripped off Fury Road. You know what I mean? They'd be like, that's the kind of shit people would say. Look, I know, I saw Mad Max.
They're not
like,
getting the concept of outdoor movie night.
Fury Road was so good. They had guys on poles stealing cars. This movie does not have any poles.
Oh, man. But that's what I'm dealing. Like, I'm putting together a program, trying
God
to put together.
Adam,
like,
how do you pick a movie when their lips don't match the words?
Yeah, right. That's the kind of shit you would get. Yeah, I don't get it. Whereas, like, my wife has a friend that does every October. They do a movie night right outside. They do like three movies, and it's like all their friends, like random segment of people, and they showed Zombie, House by the Cemetery. Like, wait a minute. So you found a group of people that you could put outside in front of a screen and show them Zombie and they didn't complain about it? How? Like, where are these people? Because I don't know any of them.
Yeah, me neither.
No, like, I have...
Zombie's fantastic.
Right. Like, tomorrow we're watching The Strangers and the Children. Strangers is a movie I've seen one time. Never had any urge to watch it again, personally. It just didn't do anything for me. Everybody outside of, like, you guys... has been like, I love that movie. I've seen it a billion times. I can't wait to watch it again. I don't get it. Like, why? Why? This is why we have to watch that tomorrow. And The Children's...
it's like, that's why we have to
the
watch
Children
it.
The Children is on there. You know, I love The Children. I love
that
movie.
Yeah, The Children's good.
But it's...
I know I've seen The Strangers. I just can't play it in my head.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's forgettable.
Look up the trailer for The Strangers.
I know we're on a tangent right now, but this is relevant because we're having a movie night tomorrow.
I just refresh my memory.
I did put together a whole fucking intermission reel, though.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're all going to hate it, and I'm going to love every minute of it.
Are you just stringing it together as one?
It's got trailers, commercials, like food ads. It's a full 15-minute intermission reel.
Awesome. The Strangers trailer. I just want to see if this thing jives. We're playing a trailer right in the middle of a review, but...
Again, I like The Strangers, but I mean, I don't see why... I don't know. And plus, to be like, they'll be like, that movie's so scary, I've seen it like 15 times. Is this the ad before the ad? This is definitely not the Strangers, man. man, what is this? Some idiot put their thing on there. Like,
they're like, this belongs to us. This is my trailer.
It's my trailer, moviecases.com. I made it.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I just want to tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
You are my girl.
I love you, Jimmy. What is that?
I've seen this.
Everybody, you can get this thing for a penny at one point on eBay, you know, because everybody had it. And, like, my whole thing is fine, you know, like, but don't tell me that this movie scares you when you've seen it 15 times. It doesn't. You're not scared of this movie anymore. You know all its beats.
Yeah.
There's no possible way you can sit there and tell me.
He's got, like, a bag on his head.
Yeah. There's no way you can be like, that movie is so scary, I saw it 15 times. And that's what I heard, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this.
The only reason I'm looking forward to watching it is I've only seen it once. It's kind of new to me, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it once, and I never had the urge to go back and watch it again.
Hello?
People do love on it, I gotta say, they do, but...
What is it?
I just didn't really get it.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get out of here. Now open the door, and I just want you to run, okay?
They ain't going out that door. No way. Yeah, I remember watching this.
I saw it in the theater.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you were home.
I'd give it another try, maybe watching it with a group of people or...
Yeah, I like, but
might
that's...
change a, my mind, maybe, but I do remember...
Maybe.
Is it Liz Tyler?
Liv Tyler, yeah. Yeah, she's in it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, I would any day want to watch, like, Exterminator Year 3000 with a giant group outside over the strangers. I don't know why. I just like the... I don't know. I feel like I don't get why people wouldn't be into it, you know? Like, and I'm interested to see how people react to The Children, because The Children's a really good movie.
Yeah, no, that's good, yeah.
So. But anyway, I am putting together like a 3 or 4 movie night for October, and that's going to be, you know, a variety of films from all different decades.
So how are you stringing the commercials in there? Are you just going to let it run?
I edited it. I did it as one file. The entire movie night is one file on a flash drive.
Yeah, but you could have just put the movies on, put them as separate files, and it would just autoplay.
Yeah, but I never wanted a gap. So, like, you know what I mean? I wanted it to play straight through without it ever stopping. So, like, even if I were to do separate files, it would still stop, load on the DVD screen, and then go to the intermission. I wanted it to just run straight without stop. So it's a 3-hour and 10-minute program, never stops.
I've done that with movies.
Yeah.
When I use this other program where it doesn't have a like a menu option.
Yeah.
So like I want to put like 2 movies because I don't want to waste all the disk space. 2 movies that are the same, and then I'll string together some like trailers and stuff, and
yeah, no,
do the same thing.
That's what I did. I put a 15-minute in there. It's pretty badass.
So that'd be cool.
People would be bitching about that, I'm sure.
Gives
like,
a shit.
This is stupid. This is old.
There's no explosions.
This is dumb.
Let's go get some more popcorn.
Why do you have a trailer for that old movie now? We're not watching another old movie, are we? It's just an old movie. I'm going to go home.
Dad, I've got to make more popcorn.
That's what's going to happen.
Fuck this. I'm making s'mores.
Make more popcorn.
Where's the white chocolate milk?
Why am I watching a commercial for Pick? I'm not even at the drive-in.
There was a Pick commercial in there, but I pulled it out.
Oh, come on.
It was too long. I had to pull out some stuff.
Oh.
I did. There's funny ones in there. I have an Eskimo Pie commercial in there. I have a corny dog commercial in there. Fucking,
you should put it.
And the corny dog one is awesome because it's just like this kid with a giant corn dog in his mouth, still framed, like deep throating his shit out of a corn dog.
You know what you should do?
So funny.
Oh god, I forget who was doing it. It was like a friend of mine or something. He was putting them up on YouTube. Like he would take random shit off the internet and then repost it as the exact same description, same everything. But what he would do is just randomly. Just have a flash of like this guy's cock just flash real quick, though, so you can barely notice. You're like, did I just see that? But you were never able to stop it on that frame because it was so fast.
I could do that too because I have editing software. I could put a single frame in, you know, in 24 frames or whatever. You wouldn't even see it.
Yeah, you would see it. Go, what the fuck? Like, and then he would put the shit back on the internet, like, not never. You know,
that would
like,
be awesome.
So fucking funny.
I don't know. But yeah, I decided to put my own little touch onto it, so.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be. And for the long one, I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do 10-minute intermissions. Because if I do four movies, it's going to be like 7 hours. So.
Yeah.
It's going to go from like 7 to 1 or 2 or something. So. Straight through. 4 movies, maybe.
You got to get keg.
Yeah.
Kegerator.
That's not going to be till October, though. But I think I'm going to do at least one from like 2000s. One from the 90s, one from the 80s, and one from the 70s. I'm going to do like a full span. Decades, you know. Old to new.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Chiller's in October.
Yeah, it's always the last weekend.
Yeah, it starts the 23rd or something.
Yeah, sounds right. Rocking. Anyway, that was quite a tangent. But that's this movie makes me think of that. That's why I got off on that tangent. You know? I think it's a good movie to throw out with people.
Yeah, like, I know. We all said we liked it. Watch it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's not good, but it's a lot of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's an Italian movie.
All right, so, what do you got for...
Next episode?
Yeah.
You got something, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I pre-ordered The Bite, like, 2 months ago, and I wasn't aware that there was a problem, so I wound up emailing the people, and there was a problem with the disc replicator. I had to get it fixed, so they got it fixed and shipped it out about a week later. I just got it in a few days ago. So that's Joel D. Weinkoop. Name might sound familiar because we did his movie Lost Faith, and we're going to be doing his movie called The Bite.
And we're going to be doing a little movie from the early 80s, shot on video masterpiece, called Sledgehammer.
Oh, that's pretty close the way they're both shot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wanted to find something that was similar, but like the old school version. It's a Ted Pryor movie, I believe, which we've covered Ted Pryor before, I want to say. So, Jeff, you're in for a treat, buddy. You've liked the last couple shows. We're trying to push you as far as...
Trying to bring me to my breaking
to the
point.
Right, put you to the brink and see, can you possibly recommend The Bite and Sledgehammer? Sledgehammer movie
as
shot.
As we don't have to watch A Nightmare Before Easter again.
Should I?
Well, you might be surprised.
We all know you hated Lost Faith, right?
No, that was done. We did that last episode, didn't we?
No, we did it months ago, and you said you hated it.
That was Lost Faith, Raw Force, and. Remember, that was the one with, like, the big fat dude and Joel Weinkoop runs around and his girlfriend gets kidnapped and put on an island and sex slavery and
because
all that.
It was all karate. It was a martial arts week.
Yeah, martial arts week.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I think I liked that.
No, I'm pretty sure you said you hated it. I can go back and check. I'm pretty sure you said you hated it.
Maybe not Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff didn't seem to be a fan, but.
What if it was,
I get the fact that it wasn't supposed to be good. I mean, obviously, after the first 5 minutes, I'm like, this isn't supposed to be good.
So anyway, this movie that we're doing is that exact same guy.
Mike's going to go back, right? You're going to be like, oh, I really liked it. And he's going to dub over it.
No,
it's
going to
be Mike. It's going to be Mike being like, I hated it.
I can make that happen. It's that same guy, except this movie was done on a $600 budget.
And he's in a lot worse shape, it looks like.
A lot worse shape.
How much liquor can you buy with $600?
It's got a porn star in it.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, that $600 went somewhere.
So, that is what we got up next.
Yeah, that'll be fun. See if I can get through Sledgehammer. I don't know if I ever have.
I don't know if I've ever seen. I know what it is.
I don't think I've ever gotten all the way through it. So that gives you an indication, Jeff, of what you're in for. I don't think I've ever gotten through it. But I will this time.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, and... yeah, keep your eye out. We're going to be doing another giveaway.
Yep.
Sometime in August. The winners for the last one have already been, or the winner for the last one was already drawn, and you could be the winner for the next one. So just keep your eye on that.